This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I sort of already know what I'll look like when I get old. Unfortunately, it's just an amplification of what I look like right now, which isn't old, but also isn't young. But for no reason I can understand, I downloaded an app the other day which is designed to take an image of a face. It doesn't have to be your face, but that's how most people are using it. And it digitally ages the features so that you get a rough idea of what ravages are to come. I wasn't really prepared, I have to say, for what it did to me, which was a shocking kind of CGI-based personal terrorism. I didn't look good, but I was somewhat comforted by the fact that when I clicked the reverse feature to find out what I looked like when I was young, the result was so weird and distorted, I looked like a cross between a child actor in stage makeup and a human thumb, that it undermined the whole thing and made me disbelieve the technology. I won't look like that, I decided, when I'm old, which is, as I said, probably next Thursday. I may not look better, but at least I know I won't look like that. But people keep doing it and then posting the results on Twitter or Facebook. People, I should say, who are mostly in their early 30s or younger, when the idea of getting old is hilariously impossible to imagine. And part of it is the same kind of nervous rattling we all do when the subject of old age comes up. We laugh at it and point to it and pretend it's something we're going to conquer, even though we know that the Face app is coming for all of us, whether we click on it or not. Which brings us to the television business, which for decades has been fairly dismissive of old people in general. I don't get it, old people have said to me for years. Why don't the networks put on shows we want to watch? We're the ones with all the money. But they put on shows just for young people. They chase the younger demographic. They ignore anyone over 50, which is true. They even call it in television ratings lingo, the demo, as in the demographic, 18 to 35 or sometimes 25 to 50 if we're feeling generous. But older than that, an invisible population. The reasoning here is that the older you get, the more set you are in your ways, which is undeniably true if we're all being honest. And if you're set in your ways, you already know which toothpaste or beer or hamburger or car you're going to buy, whereas younger people are still figuring it all out and are therefore a more lucrative, addressable audience. Certain networks, CBS for instance, have made major coin delivering entertainment to older Americans, but others have sought smaller numbers of younger eyeballs and have made a lot of money, too. But what happens when, well, it's happening right this minute, so I should say what happens now, when large entertainment businesses are making large entertainment bets on a new kind of business model? Netflix, HBO Max, Disney Plus, these are pay-as-you-go, eat-what-you-kill businesses. Demographics don't really matter. If everyone is paying the same amount, it doesn't make much difference if the $11 a month, or whatever they charge, comes from someone with tight and unwrinkled skin or someone who looks like me, with the Face app turned up high. Demographics only matter, really, when you're selling your audience to advertisers, something these streaming services don't do, but something you and I know they're going to do very soon. But in the meantime, studios and networks will discover an audience they never knew existed. Old people. For a while, anyway, a dollar bill is a dollar bill, no matter how wrinkled and moldy it might be. Green is green, even if it's gray, if you get my meaning. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll hire private detectives. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.